You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. If your office is anything like ours, someone was out sick this week or last week, maybe with a cold, seasonal sniffle, or maybe with something more serious. Yes, cold and flu season is here, and along with it, the $8 billion a year over-the-counter medicine industry. And whether you're trying to prevent yourself from getting sick or fighting something off, odds are you are spending some money to stay healthy. That's what some of you told us on Facebook this week. Benjamin Engler wrote that he buys zinc and way too much cough syrup when he comes down with something. Abe Rosenberg says Aleve is the only thing that makes him feel better. We also heard from Laura Langan. She's a nursing student in Minnesota. Every September, I invest in a few boxes of Emergen-C. It's worth every penny. I watch the rest of the world struggle through cold after cold all winter while I happily chug away at my raspberry fizzy drink. Haven't had anything worse than a minor cold since early elementary school. Preventative care all the way. Meanwhile, life changes made John Purdock get serious about prevention.
I never got flu shots until I had children that went to daycare. At that point, I'd learned their value. I also use hand sanitizer and antibacterial wipes when I travel on planes to clean off the trays, the seat belts, and the armrests around me as a preventative measure.
John's also a fan of Afrin nose spray, Cefacol lozenges, and hot tea and coffee. Everyone has got their tricks, some more expensive than others. I'm a big soup and Netflix person. But what should we be doing to prevent colds and the flu, and how much should we spend? Well, we turn to doctors. Dr. Kara Stalzer, a primary care physician at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in L.A., says start with the fundamentals.
First of all is hand hygiene. So making sure you're washing your hands, hand sanitizer is very, very helpful in this. The other thing I would recommend is getting your flu shot. I recommend it every year. And then avoid people who you know are sick. And if you know that they're sick, make sure, especially after visiting them, that you're washing your hands very thoroughly.
Dr. Shanti Kumar, Chief Quality and Patient Safety Officer at USC's Keck Medical Center, agrees that investing in the basics pays off.
The things that really keep you healthy often are not very expensive. It's getting a good night's rest, making sure that you eat healthy foods, getting some exercise. So those preventative things that really help you live a whole and happy life are also the same things that boost your immunity. Sometimes we don't really put the investment on the prevention aspect of things, and we're putting our money in the treatment aspects, which can feel like a big chunk of money spent all at once, as opposed to the little bit of time and energy that it might have taken to prevent getting sick in the first place.
Hydrate, sleep, exercise, all the stuff your mom told you to do. Other things marketed as cold preventers, maybe not so much.
Vitamin C and zinc really hasn't been shown to prevent getting the flu. Zinc has been shown to decrease the amount of time that people are actually sick, but then too much of it is also not good for you.
If you do get sick, early treatment is important.
So if you are able to identify that you're sick pretty soon, there are some antivirals that are available to patients so that you can shorten the length of the flu. However, most of the time it's really about managing your symptoms. There's over-the-counter medications that are available to decrease some of the uncomfortable symptoms. The generic medications are probably just as effective as the name brand medications. And often a lot of these medications come as a combination of meds, which you might not actually need all of those medications at the same time. So taking them separately so that you can address the symptoms that you have is probably the better way to go.
Dr. Kumar's toolkit for getting over a bug includes lots of fluids, an antihistamine, and a pain reliever.
And chicken soup, because chicken soup has actually been shown to have some anti-inflammatory properties to it. So there's a reason why your mom always told you to drink it when you're a kid.
We have got a guide to cold and flu prevention and the costs up on the web at marketplace.org. And as always, we want to hear from you. How much of your budget goes to staying healthy this time of year? Email us. We're weekend@marketplace.org. And on Twitter, we're @MarketplaceWKND.